I'm Matthew Wilcock, also known as the Wobbly Gamer, accessibility advocate, visually impaired gamer and content creator.
Brilliant, Matthew. How are you feeling? It's day two of the Accessible Gaming Symposium here in Dundee, and are you quite excited?
Yeah, definitely. It's a big opportunity to talk to some big people in accessibility and get our point across as visually impaired gamers and network and meet people that want to make a difference for us as gamers.
Yeah, because that's the thing I feel that keeps coming up over and over again. Everyone is here to share their experience of gaming and also share their passion for gaming and make sure you have this move forward when it comes to accessibility.
It's definitely, as you said, it's a passion of quite a few people's now. It's about giving disabled and visually impaired gamers opportunities that abled gamers get through accessibility.
Yeah, because that's the thing, not every game is accessible, and it could be.
It definitely can be, and they're definitely not all accessible.
So how are you feeling? Because you're going to be on one of the discussion panels today. Which one is it?
I am discussing the future of accessible gaming, and I'm all right, yeah. I've done a few things like this before virtually and online, so it's not new to me.
But this one's the first one?
The first one I've done in person, but after I've worked in hotels for years and done face-to-face work, so I'm not fazed by speaking publicly or anything like that.
So what would you say is the thing that makes you love gaming so much?
It's the social interaction. It's the memories. It's playing with your friends. And when the game's accessible, it's about breaking down the barriers and you feel included. You don't feel isolated or excluded. So when the game's accessible, it makes the biggest difference possible to visually impaired gamers.
And what message would you like to send to all those big companies creating mainstream games?
Don't talk about us without us. So when you're making these games for blind and visually impaired gamers, get us involved. Don't assume you know what you're going to be able to make accessible without having someone there that's got lived experience of trying to game with a visual impairment or blindness.
Because that's the thing, there's a lot of stereotypes when it comes to someone who has a sight loss. So would you mind telling us some of the, I guess, the biggest misconceptions that you have come across when it comes to gaming as someone who is visually impaired?
You can't game, you're blind is the biggest one. And it's actually, I'm not blind, I'm visually impaired. I've got usable vision. I just need slight adjustments or things changing in the game to make be able to game exactly the same way you game. And if not better, it's, yeah.
Well, it's been lovely speaking with you, Matthew.
No, thank you.
I hope it goes perfectly for you today.
Cheers.